Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello, and welcome to this edition of Your Half-Hour Inspirational Programming. This is actually a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which airs every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight's broadcast is only for 30 minutes. It's from 7 o'clock to 7:30. We have a number of other ministries that are taking off, and I'm very grateful for that, I must say, because I'm scheduled to be on two different ones at 8 o'clock tonight. So I've been out here for a while with doing my blog, and I'm so grateful to see that there are others who are following the bandwagon and doing something to try to make life a lot better for not only themselves, but for other people as well. And I think that that's what we, I would encourage all of us to take stock in evaluating our lives and where we are, not just because of the crisis that we're facing, because we'll get through this, but then to develop an attitude on how we want to go forward from here with everything that we do. So I think it becomes vital in taking a look at this pandemic situation and taking the opportunity to take stock in our individual lives and develop. And since this is a spiritual program, I want to go ahead and say I want to encourage you to develop your relationship with God, not based on judgments of man. You know, when I say man, mankind, man and woman, but your own relationship. And certainly I don't want to come across as being someone who's trying to tell everybody what to do. That's not what this is about. I think that my Friday night program, I've established it where it's kind of a discussion forum. I want to hear what other people are thinking, and I'd love to hear your testimonies. Tonight's topic is standing on the Word of God, and let's invite Him into our presence. Father, we thank You for all of Your blessings. We thank You for those that can hear even my voice that let us know that they have made it this far. We have all made it this far, and it's because of Your grace and Your mercy. Please be with us and help us to be able to get something from this, not just from me, but some of our callers who may want to share a brief testimony that can be enlightening and uplifting for somebody else out there that need to hear a word. So I'm not looking at myself as being that person to have the answers, but I want to be one who also, just like my callers, will contribute. We thank You in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. So if you want to, we're talking about standing on the Word of God tonight, and we want to, Friday night is about discussions. And everybody is basically is a forum to give your opinions, without judgment. You maybe ask some questions because I look at this as a learning tool for me. I may want to ask you some questions. What makes you feel, for example, what makes you believe in God, a higher power? What testimony do you have? I don't know if any of us can actually say that we can prove the existence of God. I think it, for me, it comes down to a matter of our faith and our belief systems. So when we're saying tonight, I'm talking about standing on the Word of God. And the Word of God that I'm standing on is the Word that we get from the Bible. I'm a subscriber of the King James Version. So if you want to talk, give a testimony of how your spiritual path journey has been going, not just during these times, but at any time. I mean, it could be something that you can share some word or a thought that might prove to be uplifting for somebody else out there. And this is your opportunity to not just shine, but humbly to just say an encouraging word. Because I think that we all can use that. I was pretty down the other day, Wednesday, as a matter of fact. And I received a call right after I had made a major announcement through a letter. And I received, not 15 minutes later, I wondered if I had done the right thing. I had prayed about it. And, you know, I'm only human. And sometimes we pray about it, and it's like, God, what did I just do? I said I was going to walk by faith, but God, I went ahead and I did this thing. And so, God, did I do the right thing? Because now it's public information. I mean, it's nothing bad, of course, but I mean, I'm saying it's a situation that affects my job. And it's like I made this public announcement that it's kind of like, for me, it's kind of national. And so after I got up from the send button, S-E-N-D, from the send button on the computer, then I was like, oh, my goodness, God, what did I just do? And less than 15 minutes later, I got a call from a very dear friend, a friend who actually we just recently reconnected. And let me tell you, it's like that had to be God having her call me. I was not even expecting the call. And she called me. And let me tell you, my life hasn't been the same since I received that call. She gave me a word. No, it wasn't just a word. It wasn't even just a paragraph. It was a life-altering experience. And I was so grateful for that, because it's like it was Wednesday when it happened. And then here's Thursday's gone, and now we're at the close of Friday. And it's like, I've been uplifted from that one little thought that she shared with me. And so tonight, if you got something that you just want to share with someone, just to give them an encouraging word, press one. Press one. It can be anything brief, you know, because somebody can need to hear maybe something that you've gone through, something that you've experienced that can uplift them. That can uplift them, you know, and enhance their faith. And I think we all owe it to humanity to be able to share something. I mean, I find that when I get away from thinking about, you know, some challenges that I may have in life, you know, instead of just focusing on me and begin to focus on someone else, then I realize that, you know what, I start to feel better about me. And so that's what this programming is about. It's just coming out with a word of thought that can be so inspiring, so uplifting. We all have some kind of challenges. We don't know. I mean, we live in a time now where we don't know. I mean, even before this pandemic, when you step out of your house or even in your house, you don't know if that's your last day or not. We never know. We never know. But I think it's so important that we do focus and say, you know what, I just want to share a word with somebody today. You know, you might be that person. They may need to hear from you. If you want to do that, press one. And if not, if you just want to listen, that is fine too. But if the Spirit convicts upon your heart that, you know, you're holding on to something and you say, you know what, you may even be down and you need someone, you might just want to get it out. And sometimes that's how it is with me. Sometimes, I mean, it's like I'm 99% of the time now by myself. Excuse me. And sometimes I want to talk to somebody, and I'm going through my phone and looking at, okay, who is it that I can call that I haven't called and burned their ears up? And, you know, who might be available? And I find that a lot of my other friends are doing some of the same things. they're spending a great deal of time going through their phones because a great deal of this is foreign for us. Many of us are having to work from home. You know, I understand now that domestic violence is up in some towns by 79%. And that means, you know, the people who are married or living together, it appears that they're not even accustomed to this. And I'm laughing not to demean the situation, but just as to say, it's foreign for many of us in these times. We were not around during the Spanish flu 1918. And this, who knows, if God hasn't returned in the next 100 years, then that generation of people who are living will look back and say, well, wow, I wonder how those people face that COVID-19. Wow, that's amazing. You know, those people. And so, you know, it's just a time. I think that this is a time now that I begin to look at my own life and say, wow, you know what? Let me be still for a moment. In the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about on the Friday night show, be still. And let God awaken the giant in you. Be still. And, you know, there's so many things that while we can be still and we can hear his voice, and you never know the ideals that you can come up with. Right there. And tonight, I just want to be a blessing to somebody else out there tonight that no matter what you're going through, you know what? God's got you. Maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was so inspired. I got on, somebody sent me a video, and it was the beginning. This might have been more than 2 or 3 weeks ago. It was kind of the beginning of this pandemic situation. Matter of fact, it was still the remnants of this, or actually the outset of this was taking place in China. And it was just a matter of time. I knew that it would hit other countries, and sure enough it did, because people travel. And so someone sent me this video, and I played it because it comes from a reliable source. I don't look at everything, but I began to play this, and I said, wow, this is interesting. And the video was simply he's got the whole world in his hands. And it was started by, you know, that's an old song. He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, sister, in his hands. And it goes on and on. And I was like, and this was, it had a number of artists singing the song. And it started out with Tyler Perry. Let me tell you something. I sat there, and as I listened to that, and I saw the different artists, just that song, it was a reminder to me that no matter what's going on, no matter what we're dealing with, no matter what we're going through, God's got the whole world because it belongs to him. He's got it in his hand. He's got it in his hands. And because it belongs to him. So you know what? With all the conspiracy theories going on, I'm not saying that they're right or wrong, or I don't know. I really don't know. But what I do believe is that he's got the whole world in his hands. And you know, and I'm gonna believe that. If you got a message that you wanna just share tonight, press 1. And give someone life. Breathe life into them by just your word or your thought. It can be a little 2-minute little testimony. Some of you all may have may have wondered where you're going to get your next meal from. And then you heard an announcement that one of the churches or one of the communities was giving out food. You know, you may, and then you found out that God provided. And some of you all may be out there and you wondered about your job situation because you wonder, how am I going to, I have to be at work to accomplish or produce something. So how am I going to work from home? Like a number of other people, and they had it where you could work from home and get paid. That's amazing. That's amazing. And so, in other words, what I'm saying is God found the way when it seemed like it was no way. He found the way for you. And then I remember when this was first taking place, I began to stock up on so much food that the food started wasting, you know, and because it's just me. And I'm like, wow, all of this food, I begin to waste the food. And so I was like, wow, because I was nervous. And then I stocked up on so much water that it lifting the water hurt my back. And let me tell you something. I realized, you know what? We've got more than enough in the stores right now, and I'm grateful for that. And then I began to, like today, they had paper towels and toilet paper at one of the stores, and I knew that I was really pretty much stopped. And I said, no, I'm not going to bother. The lady said, well, we've got paper towels if you need. I said, no, I'm just looking for some alcohol. I'll leave that for someone who probably really needs that and been going all over the stores looking for it. And so, and you know, it was surprisingly, I got a call today from a friend of mine who was talking to me, and she was talking about, oh, just out of the clear blue sky, she mentioned they're giving away food throughout the city. And she said her husband mentioned to her that, listen, we're not going to go out and get in line. We're going to leave that for the people who really need it. I thought that that was such a blessing. Just to hear people say this, that they realize that they're doing okay, but they're not being selfish, and they're going to leave that for the people who really need it. I mean, that's a real hallelujah. That's a real amen moment. When you can think like that, that you're thinking beyond yourselves, and you're saying, so somebody needs to share just a, you know, I want people to be blessed on the Friday night shows. That's what it's about. Inspiring someone else, you know, and not so much thinking about yourself, but thinking about others. You know, that's what makes the world better. And I want to say now that I think that when we look at going forward from here, because we're going to get through this, I believe with all my heart that we're going to get through this. It's just a matter of time, and it may be later than sooner, but whenever it is, you know, I just want to say with all of my heart that I think we need to use this time and really take stock and say, you know what, I'm going to be a better person from here going forward. I'm going to be a better person. I'm going to change some things because I'm even doing it now myself. You know, I had this, you know, I'm aspiring. People know that I'm trying to become an attorney. I'm waiting on my results to hopefully come in next month, and I'm praying to God, please, God, let me have passed this can't tell you what I think of the test on the air, but please let me have passed this test. And I'm thinking that there are times when you got to be vicious and ruthless and aggressive out there as an attorney, but then I'm beginning to realize that, you know what, I don't have to be that way at all. I don't have to be that way. I want to be a person that represents Christ in everything that I do. That's the person I want to be. Let me go to the phone lines. Let's go here now. We're going to go to 985. Looks like Louisiana, 956. Welcome to your Half Hour Inspiration Program. Who do we have on the air? And welcome.
Hi, this is Sister Bobby.
Sister Bobby, thank you for joining us this evening. Sister Bobby, we're about 10 minutes before we bring the show to a close. Can you, we're talking about standing on the Word of God. Can you share just a thought or something to someone to bless them out here tonight?
Yes, I can. In November, my cousin got sick, and he was put in the hospital.
Sorry.
And while he was in the hospital, I decided to do a self-sacrifice thing. I did not go to church. I spent those hours with him in the hospital. Then they moved him to the nursing home, and I spent my time bringing church to him in the nursing home. And when I did that, the other neighbors in the room, in the hallway with them, they would come every time I walked through the door, they would raise their hand for me to come and touch them. And
wow.
It gave me such a blessing because I was able to help somebody else who was in a nursing home, and they didn't know whether or not they were going to get out. They were for rehab. But every week I spent my time self-sacrificing my time to spend church with him and with other people. And it gave me such a blessing. Now, that's unusual for people to do that, and I got a lot of feedback, but I didn't care because that's what Christ did. Christ, he was in the church, and then he went out and he went to the sick. He went and he healed. He did everything that he could do. And I say, well, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing. And God really blessed me. And before the nursing home kicked all of us out because of the coronavirus, I went to every last one of those patients' rooms. And I told them, I said, you may not see me again, but I will be praying for you. And they all thanked me and they say, I love you. And that was so much of a blessing.
Amen for
and
that.
And I just want to say that self-sacrificing takes a lot. But when you do it, God really rewards you. And now my cousin is out of the nursing home, and he's actually staying with me.
Amen to that. All right.
Yeah.
Sister Bobby,
so
we
I just want to let
you taking time out to share your story because you know what? It's just like forgiveness. You know, it took me a long time to learn, and my mother used to try to tell all of her children. She used to sit us down and she used to tell us what forgiveness meant. And then, you know, sometimes it doesn't register. It takes a while for certain things to register. But then we begin to learn that when you're seeking forgiveness, forgiveness is not necessarily just for the other person. Forgiveness is for you. And
that's
it's like, oh, there's so many powerful stories when it comes to forgiveness. But Sister Bobby's going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to phone lines once again. Oh, we're about 7 minutes before we close this show out tonight. Let's go to 305-409. Welcome to your half-hour inspiration program. Who do we have over the air?
Hello. Hi, this is Augustine. My home phone is not working because it's raining.
Okay, Ms. Augustine, thank you for joining us. Ms. Augustine, we've got about 6 minutes before we end tonight's broadcast. It's only a half hour. Can you bless someone with a word or thought?
Okay. With this coronavirus scare, I have a prayer line that we do four times a day, 6 a.m., 12 noon, 6:30 p.m., and 12 midnight. And it's a phone number not everybody can call and get. So what I did, because the church doors are closed, so what I did is I would have three or four friends who would call each other, and then they would call me, and then I would piggyback them and call the prayer line so they could listen to the service. Then after the service is finished, they record the program. Then I would call different people and let them listen to the service. And I have been doing that now, and we have every day, 7 days a week. And I have been doing that ever since the coronavirus started. As a matter of fact, I just finished doing it. Service was 6:30, and I just finished off one line and came around to your line. And for me, it blessed me, but it's blessing so many people because you can't get into the church. So if you can't get into church, I try to bring the church to as many people as possible, as well helping people to get food, given information on what insurance companies can do, helping them get food, you know, like Humana gives you food, Humana gives you order over-the-counter products, like you need to have you need to have a thermometer, you need to have a scale, you need to be able to take your blood pressure. So I hook people up with the different insurance companies so they can know what to have, as well as having medicine, cold medication, Tylenol, aspirin. You can fight the symptoms. You cannot fight the condition, the virus, but you can fight the symptoms. I've been, like, spreading it. whatever I learn, I spread. Even when I hear about fraud, scams, I call people and warn them of the scam. So I've been like very vocal during this virus, and it has blessed people, but most of all, it has blessed me.
You know, I can appreciate your word, Ms. Augustine, Sis Augustine, for sharing that with us as well. And you know, it's and I'm hearing from both of our last callers that when they went out to bless someone else, it turned back to bless them. And you know, and now just hearing their stories, you know, tonight I'm going to say it over my air. I'm going to say it over the airwaves. Normally, my fees are very, what some people would consider to be very expensive to see me for one-on-one consulting, But I tell you what, right now, with everything that's going on, because it's not even about the money. I heard a powerful story yesterday, and I mean, I get stories all the time, a powerful story all the time where this man set out. And all he wanted to do was concentrate on his wealth, and he had lots of wealth. And it reminded me of a story when the man met Jesus, and he says, I do all the things that you told me to do. I do everything. He said, well, what would you want me to do, master? He asked Jesus. Jesus said, give up your wealth and follow me. That man rode off and because he didn't want to give up his wealth. And I heard a story yesterday about a man who had so much wealth. And then, surprisingly, he passed away of the COVID-19 virus. And then those who were around him that knew him realized that he could not take any of that with him. He couldn't take it with him. And then it dawned on me to let the people know that are listening on my radio broadcast that my fees used to be very expensive. And I said, you know what? What I'm going to do for my consulting, I'm going to start to take about 80% off of that fee and just do, and you know what? And those that can't even afford it, I'll do some initial consultation with them. All you got to do is call my office number 954-367-6766. Go to one of my websites, drjessewalker.com, drjwalker.com, drjessewalkerinc.com, one of those websites, and just you'll find information. Just send me an email. And you know what? I'm going to bless somebody else. You all have blessed me tonight, and I'm going to be a blessing to somebody else. Sister Bobby, isn't that what it's all about?
Amen. That's what it's all about.
It is.
That is what it's all about. Self-sacrificing. And he said, give, and you will press down, measure, running over.
And you know, I have experienced that. Sister Augustine, is that what it's all about for you as well?
It is, because in doing this, you know, normally my blood pressure is really high and I take blood pressure medication, but I have not been taking any medication. My blood pressure actually been a little bit too low. But I feel good.
Amen for that.
Amen
for that.
Amen
for that. We're going to try to squeeze one more caller in because we've got about 60 seconds. Let's go to South Florida, 305-733. Welcome to your half-hour inspiration program. Who do we have, and welcome?
Good evening, Dr. Jesse. Dr. Walker, how are you? Stephanie.
I'm doing wonderful. Got about 45 seconds. Can you give us a word out there that can bless somebody tonight?
Basically, what I would tell people today, just keep the faith, hold on to God's unchanging hand. I know a lot of times we get discouraged because we can't see God, but he is in our presence and he is with us no matter what.
Sister Stephanie, that is a powerful word. That's a very powerful word. Listen, you all, this half-hour inspiration program, we're out of time. Listen, please join us back here next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. It airs every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. We've got a surprise topic for you next week. You don't want to miss that. Of course, if you choose to bypass next Thursday, join us back here next Friday for your half-hour inspiration program. I trust this program has been a blessing to you as much as it has been to me. Join us again next week. Until then, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, and walk by faith, not by sight.
Yes. Amen.
Don't be afraid.
Or, you won't be.